Right now, we're going to welcome in Dr. Mark Herko, of course, from Sharon Hospital. We were speaking with Mark last week, but had a terrible phone interruption by our good whatever supplier supplies how we link. But we welcome Dr. Herko to Robinhood Radio this morning. Good morning, Mark, and sorry for those interruptions last week when we had you on the air.
Good morning. No worries. Those things happen, and that's it's interesting. We'll talk a little bit, hopefully, about a challenge grant received, but hopefully we can help rectify that in the future, prevent it from happening again.
All right. Well, first of all, what I wanted to speak with Mark about, and I asked him about this before we got on the air, is there has been some talk around town about the field hospital possibly coming down at Sharon Hospital. So first things first, Mark, is that field hospital going to be taken down?
Yes. It is. We were contacted late last week by the state that they asked, you know, pretty much asked if it would be all right if they would come in and start disassembling. We're entering the next phase of the pandemic, and we want to be ready and available. So they've offered to either keep the tent on site just in case if they could set it up quickly if need be, or be able to get up within, 24 to 36 hours if we have any issues coming up later in the year. But they definitely said that they'll be out this week to start disassembling.
So disassemble of it, not necessarily remove it from the site in total?
Well, what we'll do is I asked to see, because we have storage areas on site.
Yeah.
If they could keep it here, it'd be great. If they have rules that they have to keep it off site, so be it. We definitely want to be available and ready just in case we have any issues.
All right. So now let's talk a little bit about the hospital and COVID-19. Of course, here in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut and Massachusetts, it appears that we reached the peak of the curve and it is going down. Rest of the country, of course, was not impacted like we were. So their case is still going up. But here locally, how's Sharon Hospital doing with COVID-19 patients and the staff and everybody that's at the hospital?
Doing very well. We actually had an announcement on Friday that it was the first day that our COVID unit in 2 months did not have a patient. And then we had one that had come in over the weekend. So we've been running, in the low single digits for COVID positive patients, and then occasionally we'll flare up based upon, people coming through the emergency room.
All right. Now, another piece of good news that we talked about on the air last week and we were going to talk about with you was the announcement of that matching grant that totaled $1 million for Sharon Hospital. That was quite an announcement.
Boy, that was it really was a shot in the arm. I mean, to have an anonymous benefactor from this region propose a fundraising challenge for us for $1 million, where there'll be matching dollar for dollar up to that $1 million total by December 31st of this year.
Well, that's
all the money. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's money that can be sorely used by the hospital in these times.
Well, it is, and that's what a lot of people are always worried about donating to the hospital, thinking that it would go to the parent corporation. But actually, these are earmarked just for Sharon only, and they're earmarked for either COVID-19 emergency preparedness or possible future upgrades and infrastructure development for any future emergencies if need be. So, boy, this would really help. And that's what I mentioned with the phone call. We all know we have spotty Wi-Fi, to say the least, let alone phone service. And it'd be nice if we were able to take some of these monies and improve our infrastructure in conjunction with the city to really bolster the connectivity that's necessary for healthcare in the 21st century.
What's also great about that grant proposal, and most people don't realize we're a 501c3, so we realize that when we're granted money, sometimes we're granted money to use whatever we want, but most of the times the grant comes with restrictions about where it should go. But I think because the pandemic has happened and is happening, that money can also be put to use where you look around the hospital and see, okay, where can we best shore up what happened? I think that's the great thing about this grant is that when future pandemics come, at least you'll be able to shore up points that you know need shoring up with that money.
Sure, sure. And I mean, that's the thing. Everybody, you know, is always says, if you're seeing right now on TV, you know, the various states saying we need money, we need help to help build our infrastructure for possible, you know, issues and preparedness in the future. And here someone has donated that for us. And good news is we're just about halfway there in matching that already. So we're close to $500,000 just in people in the community donating money to this challenge grant. So, boy, you know, right now we're sitting at $1.5 million. And I actually have a phone call later this morning with our foundation as we give updates to our benefactor to really appreciate and thank this person for helping us out.
Well, now, do you see light at the end of the tunnel, or are you afraid it might be a train coming at the end of the tunnel?
I'm always one of those people that's cautiously optimistic, but I'm always looking over my shoulder. The staff is, too. I mean, this was this really hit everybody hard. It's been busy. We're at a point now where everybody's taking a deep breath. We're looking at people starting to take some vacations once they loosen up some of the travel restrictions. But we're always, you know, if you watch what's going on with some of the other states, all it takes is one person having a bad day spreading this, and all of a sudden you'll have a cluster of a lot of infected people. And that's kind of what we're really watching for. So we're keeping our guard up. Everybody's wearing masks. We still have the temperature checks, the history checks, and, you know, we have a little different modalities of testing now. We're going to start opening up our ORs here electively on Wednesday. So we have to be prepared, you know, for that. All the patients have to be tested. And then as the state opens up in the next couple weeks, we hope, we have to start preparing for having a COVID and non-COVID area within the facility, let alone testing everybody that comes through and or, if rumor has it, testing even the employees once or twice a week, just to make sure everybody is safe. So that's the main thing, is safety.
All right, and we do have that opening beginning on Wednesday. So obviously, it's not over as what's Yogi? It's not over till it's over.
That's right.
Well, once
again, another thing. Oh, go ahead.
No.
You know, I'm definitely the one thing we've noticed is there. You know, we were open for business. We've always been open for business. We want people to feel safe coming and using the facility, particularly the emergency room and elective procedures and hopefully elective labs here in the near future.
All right. Well, Dr. Herko, once again, we're very lucky to have Sharon Hospital around and in our neighborhood and to have all the people who live locally and work at the hospital perform the way that they've done, be it they physicians, be it they nurses, whoever it is. Congratulations so far on a job well done, and just keep up the great work.
Well, we appreciate everyone's support, the community outreach, and really the employees really, really appreciate everything that everyone has done. Heck, we even had the flyover last week.
Yep, that was a pretty amazing thing. And you didn't have to see it. You could hear it.
That's right.
All right, Marco.
Well, thank you much.
All right, we'll speak to you. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Dr. Mark Herko at Sharon Hospital with that update. And the rumors you heard is true. They're going to disassemble the tent, and it looks like they'll probably keep it on site just in case it's needed. More information on Sharon Hospital, sharonhospital.org, of course.